Okay, we are moving now on to public comment this morning, and we have five people who are signed up. David Sloan, is he here? Comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Time will be monitored. When time expires, speakers should complete their sentence but should make no further comments. Board members will not respond, but will take all comments under advisement. And if you have any written statements, you can submit them to Dr. Mia Simpson, who will make sure they are provided to all members of the board. Thank you.
Great. Well, good morning. My name is David Sloan, and there should be packets coming around with background information on my testimony. I am director of No Kid Hungry Maryland and here to talk about Maryland Meals for Achievement today. Thank you for this opportunity to address the Board of Education. I'm here because right now we have the opportunity to help more kids in Maryland get the nutrition that they need to succeed in school, but we need your help. No Kid Hungry Maryland, in collaboration with the Governor's Children's Cabinet, co-leads the Partnership to End Child Hunger here in Maryland. Together, we've been working with partners, schools, and advocates to end child hunger in Maryland throughout the state since 2008. One critical way to connect kids to the meals they need is to maximize participation in school breakfast. Maryland Meals for Achievement, or MMFA, does just that. This program has a proven track record with schools across the state, but the current funding levels allow for 54% of eligible schools to participate. Expanding funding for MMFA, or Maryland Meals for Achievement, to allow 100% of eligible schools to participate would help connect an additional 148,000 kids in high-poverty schools to breakfast. In addition to serving breakfast to all children in these eligible schools, MMFA funding, full funding for Maryland Meals for Achievement will provide the state with up to $30 million in federal reimbursements. This is important because one out of every six kids in Maryland struggle with hunger, and we know that this has a devastating impact on their ability to learn. Research shows that when kids start the day hungry, it's harder to focus in class, test scores drop, discipline problems rise, and students are more likely to miss time in class because they're in the nurse's office with headaches or stomach aches. For these kids, school breakfast is critical. The traditional method of serving a meal before the school day starts is ineffective. And as a result, only a fraction of Maryland students who may need this meal are able to access it. This is a solvable problem. There are more efficient ways to make sure kids from low-income families are able to get the food they need. Making breakfast a part of the regular school day, just like lunch, has a powerful effect on kids. Maryland Meals for Achievement helps schools serve breakfast more efficiently so they are able to reach more students who need this critical meal. The problem, again, under the current funding, nearly half of eligible schools are unable to participate in MMFA. An additional $4.9 million in the Maryland State Department of Education's Aid to Education budget for MMFA would permit 100% of high-poverty schools to participate. No Kid Hungry encourages the Maryland State Board of Education to support fully Maryland Meals for Achievement in the Department of Education's FY19 budget. Recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Sloan. Okay. We have your information, and I'll be sure that the board is able to review it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for your time. Jacqueline Paris?
I can't stop them.
As a reminder, you have 3 minutes. And the buzzer will be going off the whole time.
I think you're done.
May I set mine, too? Is there a timer I can look at?
Or how to turn it off?
Let me see. I thought that was mine.
Timer. There we go. Okay, I have mine.
Sorry.
Do you want me to help you?
I have no idea.
You got it.
Okay.
You got
yeah,
it.
We're there.
Good afternoon. My name is Jacqueline Paris. I'm a member of Right to Read Maryland. According to the PARC 2017 Maryland reading scores, 59% of students are reading below grade level. This means that only 41% of students are meeting or exceeding proficiency in Maryland. It doesn't have to be this way. When teachers receive structured literacy training, they become successful, and so do their students. I wanted to give you some insight into what structured literacy is. Structured literacy is evidence-based or research-based. Perhaps you've heard it described as Orton-Gillingham. Structured literacy takes the guessing out of learning to read. It teaches children to decode or sound out words in a sequential and systematic manner. Success is built on success, which is built on success like a scaffold. Some examples are, you have to learn to count to 10 before you count to 100. You have to learn to walk up one step before you walk up 10 steps. You have to learn how to ski down a little hill before you ski down a big hill. My favorite example is learning to play an instrument such as a piano. When you take piano lessons, you start by learning a few notes at a time. Da, da, da. You can add another note. Da, 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 da. And another and another. And before you know it, you can play a chord, da, more than one note at a time. You can switch those notes around to make different music. Reading can be taught the same way. You start by learning a few letters at a time. T-E-N, T-N, 10. Then you can spell 10. Move those letters around to spell net. Next, add the letter P to spell pet and pen. How about adding an A? Then you can spell tan, pat, pan, and pat, nap. And do you know that monosyllabic words are built on these small syllables? Think of companionship, pan, tangible, tan. You may be thinking, isn't that a slow way to teach reading? Well, when I was teaching in Baltimore County Public Schools, I had a third grade student who was a complete non-reader in third grade. This was a bright kid. I tried everything I learned in college and from my coworkers for a year and felt completely devastated. Oh, boy. So he grew. When I got trained in structured literacy, he grew to a second grade reader. He had been a non-reader. So when you teach children the way they learn, they can grow several grade levels in 1 year. My story is not unique to Baltimore County Public Schools, and now Fran Bauman from Bauman Educational Services is now training 200 teachers in Orton-Gillingham and Baltimore County Public Schools because they are realizing there is a need for it. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all teachers received this training at the universities and were fully prepared to teach every child? Special educators do not receive this training. Reading specialists are not receiving this training. I know it's a shock because why wouldn't reading specialists receive this training? So, I'm asking the board and the state board to set standards for the delivery of research-based reading instruction in our colleges and universities and require candidates to pass a test of research-based reading instruction for certification so that all our children can learn to read. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Andra Broadwater, school start times. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm going to set my timer, too. All right. My name is Andra Williams Broadwater, and I am the chapter leader for Start School Later Baltimore County. I'm speaking to you today on behalf of my chapter, as well as our statewide group, Start School Later Maryland. You may have seen some national headlines talking about school start times over the past few weeks. Many of them were talking about a RAND study that analyzed the potential impact to the economy of starting school after 8:30 a.m. as recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics, among numerous others. The study found that delaying start times results in higher academic performance and fewer car crashes and adds about $9 billion a year to the national economy. Maryland is one of three states missing from this analysis because our state does not collect school start times. The study's authors are willing to run the analysis and determine the potential economic impact of later start times on our state. Start School Later Maryland have collected middle and high school start times statewide, so I'm asking you to direct the MSDE to validate and submit these data for analysis. I hope you agree it would be very interesting to see what a later start time could add to our state's economy on top of the increases projected by the later start date that went into effect this year. I also want to ask you to consider statewide action on school start times. I want to make sure you understand what our kids are going through under the current schedule. In Baltimore County last year, the regular high school bus stops started picking up at 6:02 a.m. Magnet schools started even earlier. That means from September through the middle of May, kids were waiting for the bus before sunrise, getting to school as the sun comes up, and wishing every second that they were still asleep. It's not because they're lazy. It's not because they're up too late texting. It's because adolescent biology makes it hard for their teens to go to sleep before about 11 o'clock, but they still need about 9 hours of sleep. So doing the math, that means we're asking them to be ready for school at the bus stop 2 hours before their bodies want to be awake. Ask any high school teacher if they have a class of fully awake and alert kids first period, and you'll get a flat out no. When kids are fully rested, they achieve higher academically and athletically. They learn more. They're more physically and mentally healthy. So why aren't we giving our students this advantage? As the 2014 joint report from Maryland's Department of Health and Education eloquently stated, any consideration of statewide mandate for later school start times must consider the unique needs of each of the 24 local jurisdictions. However, in preserving the status quo, whereby school start times are a matter for each local jurisdiction, the state risks letting local resistance trump a strong body of scientific evidence that sleep is critical to health and academic achievement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Jerome Dantzis, Dr. Dantzis.